Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started.
A retirement strategy isn't something you just draft and then put it on a shelf to gather dust.
Right.
You want to be sure that it's working as you intended it to work, and that your diversification strategy is effectively providing you with growth and it's supporting the lifestyle that you want to live comfortably and confidently. We want to remember that we've got to revisit. This is a working document. We need to revisit it and make sure that everything is, I say this KYOT, it's like to keep you on track. So we don't want to just get you retired, but we want to keep people retired and make sure that everything, their retirement is working like a well-oiled machine, that it just keeps working and working year after year, decade after decade. I mean, that's what has to happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's, it all starts with the planning in the first place. I mean, we've got to actually think through what someone needs. What do they want? What do they want their retirement years to look like? Do they want to travel? Do they want to spend more time with a church or a charity? Do they want to spend more money on those things? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's probably one of the big differences is most people out there, Toni, are kind of one or the other.
Yeah.
It's either, hey, let's go all in with the stocks and bonds and just hang in there and hope for the best. Or it's people that are trying to use more protectionary kind of tools, either portfolios or fixed annuities or that sort of thing. And that's their answer for everything, mm-hmm, is don't put any of your money in the market, protect it all.
Or I've seen people with way too much cash. They're
way
just
too much
terrified
cash
to do anything. They don't know what to do.
Want to protect it all. I was meeting with a family last week and she said, I just want to keep it all in the backyard in a safe in the backyard. And so really all of those things are just tools. And so most good plans have got some amount of all of them. Think about it logically. Do you want to know that your income is going to last as long as you do?
Yeah, of course.
All right. And we also want to get a lot of leverage on the money.
We do.
But if something happens to you, you want that money to go to your family.
We do.
All right. So we want some strategies to do that. Mm-hmm. But if the market's going gangbusters, we want some money that's going to really benefit from that, right?
We do.
Now, we know that money's going to be more volatile.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go up and down, but that's not money we need to live on.
Right.
That's our growth money that we've set aside.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now we also need an emergency bucket.
Right.
How much of an emergency bucket depends a lot on how people feel about that. Like you said, a lot of people really want a lot of cash because it makes them feel safe. But they also intuitively understand if they don't get any growth on the money,
yep,
they're probably just going to spend it all and run out.
Exactly.
And so all of those are things that I think people appreciate about thorough planning.
And don't you think a lot of times people think, I mean, everybody knows don't have all your eggs in one basket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that. And yet, how many people do you think come in here, Tad, every day, every week, and their diversification is no more than a stock bond mix portfolio? And me and you know that's all your eggs in one basket.
I would say that's 90% of the people.
90% of the people have all their eggs in one basket, and they don't know it.
It's in the market basket.
That's the ticking time bomb. They don't know it until it bites them, and then they're like, oh, well, this is not good. This doesn't work for us.
Or they think, well, I'm invested in the markets. You know, I've got a portfolio of stocks and bonds, but I'm conservative.
Oh.
But nobody's ever quantified that for them.
Right.
Because one of the things that we do is we actually have a software package that takes people's investments. Individually, we put it in there. Takes time. Our staff has to spend a lot of time doing that. But we put it in there, and then we say, what happens if we have a financial crisis? What happens if interest rates start rising? What happens if these different economic events take place? And it tells people specifically, here's how much risk you've got in your portfolio. That's usually a shock for folks.
Right. And we also show them, if you stay on your current path, here's where you're going to end up.
Right. I guess the point we're making is this. If a very sophisticated system that is designed to tell you how much risk you've got says, if we go through another financial crisis, you're going to be down 40%. When would you want to know that?
Right.
Now, so that you can fix it, or after it's happened to you again?
And here's the thing. Don't you see this a lot, Tad? So people go, okay, 2008 hurt really bad. I went to my broker and said, hey, please fix this. I can't lose this much again. So they fix it. Mm-hmm. And then when we analyze it again, it's still more than they're comfortable with.
All the time.
I mean, it's still more. I mean, and I even say, okay, if you lose this much again, that's not, that will take you from a plan that will work to a plan that's going to be really tight or not work at all. So
we we see that all the time.
Right. So if folks think there is a chance that they're like almost everybody else we've seen, that they may be on the wrong path and it may be too, you know, they want to fix it before it's too late. What do they do?
Well, let me say this. It's rarely ever too late. You know, the time to start is now. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a retirement plan, if all you've got is a portfolio, find out how much risk you've actually got in that portfolio. Would you like to see if Freedom Financial Group and you and your family might be a good fit to work together on your retirement plan? Schedule a 15-minute discovery call with us at askfreedomfinancial.com. That's askfreedomfinancial.com. And we'll cover any questions you have, explain the Retire with Freedom process, and outline where we can or perhaps can't help you with your situation. Again, you can book your call at askfreedomfinancial.com. That's askfreedomfinancial.com, or by clicking the link in the description of today's episode.
You said it's never too late. You know, it's not, you know, it's never, I'll say this, it's never too late to get a second opinion. It's right. Never too late to see if you're on the right path and if your path needs some tweaks or something. But I think for folks that are in the retirement red zone, I call it, that's like probably 5 years prior to 5 years after, you know, don't they really, really want to make sure that what they're doing is going to support their lifestyle? I mean, because nobody wants something to happen to them that they have no control over. Mainly, I mean, I said earlier, I love being in control. So if something like a stock market correction or, I mean, just a slight correction or something that happens with their health or something they're not thinking about in taxes. I sat down with somebody this week who is trying desperately overpaying the bank back so that they just didn't want to have this debt on a line of credit. And when we started digging into the numbers, I mean, it's really not beneficial. So just doing something for the sake of doing it because you think it's a good idea or you read it was a good idea or somebody said it was a good idea, it doesn't mean it's a good idea for each person personally. I mean, right. Everybody's circumstances are different. Everybody's situation is different. So not having a plan can really, you get in that red zone. You really want to know what you're doing before you start just doing things.
That's one of the hardest parts about having a radio show, for me anyway. I listen to other media people. They don't have any problem giving people specific advice over the air. I really hesitate to do that. I mean, it's why we don't get into the, you know, details on things a lot of times is because everybody's circumstances are different.
They are.
And, yeah. You know, saying to somebody, oh, you know, you should put all your money in dividend paying stocks, or you should never put money in an annuity, or buy gold and silver,
or sell your rental house,
or buy a rental house,
or pay off the mortgage, hurry up and pay the mortgage off. I mean, gosh, it just depends on your cash flow and how much you've got and all kinds of things need to be
analyzed. Depends on what you're comfortable with. It depends on, you know, how important stability is to you. It depends on how important liquidity are to you.
There's,
you know,
all
those
kinds
are those,
of things.
All of those decisions have to come into play with what's going on in somebody's circumstances and what they're comfortable with.
And their comfort, and after they get comfortable, we got to make sure it works.
Yeah.
And it's going to work continuously.
And I guess that's probably, you know, one of the main points that I think we're making today is you've got to have a plan. You've got to have a process that you follow, the same process you need to follow it every time so that you're not making mistakes. You're leaving no stone unturned.
You got to diversify, not just across asset classes, but also tax buckets and different taxable money and how to use your money
and diversify your risk. So right. not just your return. Don't just diversify so you're getting, you know, smoother returns. You're also doing it to smooth out your risk. And so one of the main things is we can bring any of those solutions to the table for the families that we help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not somebody that's just trying to convince people to go into our portfolio or convince them to, you know, buy an annuity or to buy gold and silver or to do any of those things. All of those things are just strategies, and we utilize all of them at different times. They've all got pros and cons.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.